This week on the Silver and Black Show, we get you ready for a divisional matchup down in San Diego. Third-year cornerback TJ Carey stops by to talk about his new role on defense, and Chris Townsend goes one-on-one with Jack Del Rio to discuss the team's plans down the stretch. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
We're not going to, like, lay around and bathe in the adulation of a win. You know, look how good this is. And we're also not going to sit and wallow in misery when we lose. You know, we're going to be matter of fact. We're going to learn the lessons, and there are lessons to be learned in every ball game, win or lose. And we're going to learn the lessons, gain that experience, and then go forward and begin our preparation for next.
On to San Diego, win, and the Raiders are in the playoffs. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. Jim, I want to go back to week 14. We won't dwell on it too much, but it definitely wasn't the outcome that we had hoped for.
No, of course not. It was a disappointment, I'm sure, to all the players and the coaches. They had opportunities, unfortunately couldn't take advantage of them. Who knows if Derek Carr Springer was bothering him or just the situation, you know, a few drop balls here and there. Unfortunately, couldn't get the ball across the goal line often enough. But, you know, that's over. You put it behind you and you concentrate on the next game. That's what's important.
What is it about this Kansas City team? Because they really seem to have the Raiders' number this season.
Well, I just think they're a good football team, solid in the run game, solid on their defensive side of the football. And Alex Smith runs that team extremely well, doesn't get in too much trouble. You know, you got to handle that defense, and they were able to be very effective both times against the Raiders this year. And, you know, hopefully if they meet again, that'll change.
Okay, so we will adopt Jack Del Rio's philosophy, right. And it is on to the next week. And that leads us to our headlines, December football. It's been a while, but here we are, week 15, and the Raiders are playing meaningful games with playoff implications. The team has bought into the one-week-at-a-time mentality laid out by Coach Del Rio, and that will be tested down the stretch as every game gains more importance. Jim, you've been a part of a number of teams that have been in this position. So what does this Raiders team need to do? What's their mentality heading into this?
Well, the focus on the games, you know, number one, obviously, and do what you've been doing that's brought you to this point. And that's, you know, protect the ball on offense. Don't turn it over, obviously. Continue with the running game. Make it better as the season ends, because a lot of that success comes when you are running the ball effectively. Defensively, they got to get a little bit better, more shut down. I thought the last four games in particular, the Raiders' defense has played a lot better, and if they continue to prove, they will really be a factor going down the stretch.
And the Raiders will be leaning on number 28. That leads us to our next headline, the train keeps on rolling. Latavius Murray ran for another 100 yards against the Chiefs and found the end zone for the 12th time this year, which is tied for second most in the league. He has four scores in the last three games and has established himself as a true workhorse back. Jim, how important is this run game for the success of this Raiders team down the stretch?
It's extremely important. It brings a lot of options for the offense to work on. And, you know, obviously the offensive line is a very proud group of guys, you know, and they want to open those holes for Latavius and the other running backs, and they've been very successful, especially as of late. They've done a great job in opening those holes and helping Latavius Murray get those yards and those touchdowns. But it also opens up the passing game for Derek Carr. Play action on early downs sucks up those linebackers, because now they really have to be concerned about the run, and you can get deep behind them and make some big plays down the field. But always looking for that one opportunity or two opportunities that you get during the course of the game to get the long ball. I think that'll be very important going down the stretch.
And when Latavius finds the end zone, you're going to be hearing more cheers than boos. And that leads us to our final headline, home away from home. It's well known by now that the Raiders have one of the best traveling fan bases in the NFL. Nowhere is that more noticeable than Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. You can hear the Raiders chant through your TV at home. Jim, did you ever experience a situation where an opponent's fan base showed up at your home field and outnumbered your own fans?
I never have, especially not to the extent that the Raider fans are doing. And down there in San Diego, they try to prevent any sales of tickets to the Raider fans, but they show up anyway. It's like Mexico City. You know, 90% Raider fans were there in Mexico City, and it'll be a huge percentage down in San Diego. It'll make you feel good, but, you know, you still have to go out there and play the game. But you'll also know that you have your fans in those stands.
How does that affect you, though, as a player?
Well, you know, you learn to ignore things. You know, you try to shut it out as much as you can, good or bad, against you or for you, and concentrate at the job at hand. And that's what you have to do as a player. You know, you're getting paid to do a job. You want to come out off the field having had success on the field. So, you know, focus on what your job is and go ahead and do it.
Coming up here on the Silver and Black Show, Chris Townsend sits down with Jack Del Rio. They go one-on-one as they head down to San Diego.
A really good football team. We fought a close, hard-fought game here and beat them in a very close game. So we know that we've got to go in there and play good football.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.
Carr, gun. Now a 3-by-1 formation. 3 left. They throw to the 3 side. Double screen to Cooper. A block from Penn. 40, 30, 20, 15. Cuts inside. 10, 5. Touchdown! Raiders! 52 yards to Amari Cooper. Whoa. Fake the gun run. Quick bubble screen. Crabtree. Blocked by Andre Holmes. 10, 5. Breaks a tackle. It's another Raider touchdown. What a run there by Michael Crabtree.
With one win standing in the way of the Raiders clinching a playoff berth for the first time in 15 seasons, this team's resilience will be tested. Will the Kansas City loss linger, or will the Raiders go back to their winning ways on the road? However, if I remember correctly, this will be more of a road game for the Chargers than Raider Nation.
That's right, Nicole. You know, it's always special when the Raiders go down to Southern California. I mean, you talk about an opposing team taking over a stadium. We see that all the time down at Qualcomm.
Yeah, the Raider Nation will definitely come out. We look forward to having you there, Raider Nation, and be loud and proud.
You know, we got to go back to the Thursday night game. Short week, tough one, cold in Kansas City. I know you weren't happy about it. It was a tough loss for your team.
Yeah, no, you don't like losing. You know, we played 4 games in 18 days. I thought our guys did a great job competing and recovering and preparing and moving on to the next game, and that's what we're going to do this week. But, yeah, tough one up there in Kansas City. Missed opportunity, but there'll be other opportunities.
4 games in 18 days.
That's what it was.
That's a lot of
and
football.
And we did pretty good. I mean, I thought our guys handled it pretty well and fought right through it. And then we had a nice little mini bye, and now we're on to San Diego.
You know, I got to ask you about that one play. I know you've been asked about it. You know, it's just over 9 minutes, 3rd and 7. Derek steps up, looks like he throws a perfect one. You got Cooper's beating Peters. You're thinking this could be a touchdown. This changes the game. And all of a sudden, the ball just changed directions. I mean, have you been able to figure out what happened?
I joked earlier in the week saying it was an angel in the outfield. I mean, I don't know how to describe. I don't know what to say. I saw the ball move too, but, I didn't see it hit a wire. Maybe there were wires up. I don't know. To me, it doesn't matter. Let's get past it. We're not going to sit and worry about what was last week. Let's go forward, get ready for the next one.
So you talk about playing a lot of football, the travel. You didn't have to go to Mexico City, international travel. How nice was it, though, even though you lost, but you got a little extra time to get ready for this?
Yeah. No, the biggest thing was we knew we were going to push our way through those 4 games. We got that done. We had a little mini bye of sorts, having the weekend off, and we're ready to go.
You know, and you look at these two fan bases, a lot of distraction, what's happening away from the field, and I know it's going to be very emotional down in San Diego. But, they got a tough team, and Phillip Rivers, I know he just turned 35, but he's still one of the best in the game.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No, I think for us, the great thing about it is we put the film on, and the film doesn't lie. Mm-hmm. It's a good football team. They've been in every game. We're talking about, I believe, they've had a lead in every single game. And a really good football team. We fought a close, hard-fought game here and beat them, in a very close game. So we know that, we've got to go in there and play good football.
And what is it about this division that when you're in this division, it doesn't really matter what the records are. Everybody respects each other, but everybody can't stand each other. So no matter what the records are, you're going to get everybody's best effort.
Well, that's the way, divisional rivals should be. And certainly with all teams, being stronger in our division, I think, we've come on, the Chiefs have come on, Denver was on top for a while, and San Diego has been a good team. And a couple years ago, we're in the playoffs, and they still have a lot of that core, and they're building around it. So we have 4 good teams in our division, and that's why, you look at it, you have a competitive division and fierce rivalries, and that makes it fun.
And I know one thing, as a head coach, you love depth, and it's something you talked about earlier mm-hmm. this week. Depth in your secondary, also depth on your offensive line. We've seen so many different changes on the right side. Talk about that the whole next man up mentality in football.
Well, it's what you have to do in this league. It's about the team performing on Sundays or game days and finding a way to win. And Injuries are a part of it. They're going to happen, and you want your next guy to be able to step up and keep going, and that's what we've done.
Kelechi Osemele, we're all like, oh, my God, he's not going to play, and then we find out, you know, he got kidney stones. That's a whole
Yeah, that's a tough situation. Yeah. It's his personal – it's information about him as a person. You know, do I put it out there? He's got a kidney stone that he's passing right now. He's in severe pain. He didn't want that information out there. So he ended up, when he was comfortable, you know, giving it to the media – But for me, I just said he was sick, and unfortunately, we didn't have him in that game.
But you still, the offensive line played well for you.
Yeah, we've got a good group. Again, that's some of the depth. Vidal stepped in, played well. Vidal stepped in a couple of times this year and played very well for us, and that's a good sign for us.
Well, it's going to be a good one down in San Diego, and with a win, you're going to be in the playoffs. We're all looking forward to it. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Looking forward to a good game.
Second down, 5, bunch formation left. Alex in the shotgun. Alex, straight drop, looks left, time, throws, intercepted! Running back the other way. The Raiders have it inside the Chief 20-yard line. He threw that ball right to T.J. Carey.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. I'm alongside cornerback T.J. Carey. T.J., it's your first time on the show, so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I want to go back to the last two seasons for you and just how you've evolved with this Raiders team.
It's been good. It's been awesome, man. I think we've had a good opportunity to kind of change things around, and I've been able to have great people within the business as far as C. Wood, Tuck, and a lot of veteran guys who have been in the business for a variety of years and gave me some of their knowledge and some of the nuggets that they had. So I've learned a lot.
So let's go back to 2014. You were drafted in the 7th round. Is there a particular mindset for players that go in the later rounds? Maybe you go out there with a chip on your shoulder, right. Have to prove yourself?
Definitely. You definitely always have to go out and a chip on your shoulder just because you always are going to feel that you're better than what everyone places on you. And that's something that I've been able to carry on. And I think the biggest thing, the blessing that I've really achieved is the fact that I'm playing home. And being able to play in front of family, friends, week in and week out is a tremendous feeling. And it gives you a sense of pride and a sense of self-respect that you want to go out there and do well for them. And so play for the family, the name on my back, and allow myself to continue go out there and execute.
And this really is your home. You were born in Antioch. You're actually my rival. Went to De La Salle High School. I went to Monta Vista. You guys beat us every year, so I don't know how much of a heated rivalry that was. But when you have friends from the past coming out, and you're now a professional here wearing the silver and black, and the pride that you have to be part of this team, the team that's now the Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, one step away from the playoffs.
It's good. And, you know, I still have the opportunity to go back and visit my high school and, you know, see the coaches that I've grown up around and the family members that I have, the close friends, and the family that you see every day, you know, the family that you were missed when you were in college. And so having that opportunity is a dream come true.
Okay, so 5 questions time. Favorite athlete growing up, maybe a poster on your wall, someone that you tried to be when you were out there playing?
I was a big cornerback guy, so I used to watch, and it's funny, I used to watch Charles Woodson all the time. I used to watch Coach Rod Woodson all the time, Chet Bailey.
Cool.
So to be able to be in the same room in the same place and play with Charles is...
Do they know this when you first met him?
I told Charles. Okay. I told Charles once before, and I used to watch Rod, and it was always interesting to me to see two Woodsons on the same field. So.
Sure.
I asked them a lot of the questions about when they played together as well.
So I mentioned De La Salle High School. You were a track star, so what was your favorite event?
I liked doing the 100. I did not like doing the 4x4. It was something that our coaches pushed on us to do, and that was a killer.
Okay, so as I mentioned, holiday season, what was your favorite Christmas gift as a child?
Favorite Christmas gift as a child? I would have to say the game system. I got a PlayStation, I want to say 2, back in the day. PlayStation has so many different versions.
Yeah, you're too young
now
for, like, the Nintendo that everyone's looking for now.
Yeah, the PlayStation 2, and one of my favorite games was Twisted Metal. It was a racing game that you used, and you tried to get to the top within the different levels. And I would play that with my family all the time.
See, I'm much older than you. I was Nintendo Legend
of
Zelda. Favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie? You know, recently I actually just watched This Christmas, and that came out, I want to say 2007.
I don't even know that movie.
That's a different movie. It came out so long ago. But then Friday After Next, I think, was a great comedy that was played with Ice Cube. Much laughters with that opportunity to see that movie. And so I've really watched that pretty much almost every Christmas.
Good shout out to Ice Cube. I like
yes.
that. Final question here. You're really active in the NFLPA. So in looking at career after football,
yeah.
what's your post-career look like?
You know, you hear so many stories about things of not being prepared when you leave the sport. And my whole thing is I wanted to get into broadcasting. So I've taken up on the responsibility to go to the active classes that they have throughout the offseason and really just invest in yourself. You know, so many times you think as an athlete, once the offseason is offseason, the responsibility or the task is at hand limits. And I took it upon myself to venture out and do some of the classes and learn some knowledge on the broadcasting aspect.
Well, you're poised on and off the field, so I think you have a bright future after football. But let's focus on this season. So best of luck to you. It's been fun to watch you this season.
Thank you for having me on the show. I've enjoyed it.
More Silver and Black Show coming up.
Hello, class. Welcome to this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Going down to San Diego, get to see the Chargers again. It's the first time we got our look at number 99, third draft pick overall, Joey Bosa. Back then, I called him fresh legs because he didn't do anything until this point. But one thing he showed me is that he's got great tenacity. So in this first play, we're going to watch Joey. He got good protection by the boys up front, but the coverage is excellent by the Chargers on the back end. So Derek is forced to pull down the ball and hold on to it a little bit longer than he wants to. Watch the motor. He gets it and gets after a quarterback for his first sack. Let's take a look. As you watch Fadal Alexander's initial set, he does pretty good. He gets back at a nice intersecting point. He dips his outside shoulder. That's a mistake by the young tackle, but he'll learn from it. More importantly, what you see from number 99 is the tenacity that he has as he stays after Derek Carr and gets what we call a sloppy sack, but it's still effective. In our final example of the day, we're going to take a look at the Tampa Bay game. Now, you might have heard me in the past use what we call stunts or games by the defensive line. Simply, it's a two-man work of art, if you will. In this instance, the San Diego Chargers are going to run what they call a TE game. TE, the first letter, means who's going first. He's going to go and occupy this space or these two guys and try to get penetration. The defensive tackle was also the T. E, the end, Joey Bosa, our focal point, is going to come around as skinny as he can and get through the created hole to get the sack on the quarterback. Now, this is most effective with a good tackle because what they'll do is they'll go in and they'll actually grab and lock up both the guard and the tackle and make it almost impossible to switch off. Besides that, Joey Bosa shows excellent speed as he comes around this game and gets the sack. Let's take a look. Watch the defensive tackle occupy both the guard and tackle. It's easy. And Joey Bosa uses his quickness. By the time the guard and tackle figure out what's going on, the play's already over. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.
It's always been tough. You know, I know we had that stretch of however many in a row we won, but it's always been a tough game. Heck of a quarterback on the offensive side and some skill makers on that side. And defensively, they got two edge rushers and a salty secondary. He's certainly a game-changing type player. You got to know where he is. He's intercepted screens. When he gets back there, he's usually causing fumbles, and he's certainly a guy you got to know where he is.
It shows weekly. You know, when you watch the film, you turn on their film, you see where he's at. He can make big plays and end games like he's done this year.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jim Plunkett. And Jim, the Raiders head down to face the San Diego Chargers. This is a division game, which is always tough. But you look at this Chargers team, they've lost the last two. They're 5-8. The Raiders have to win this matchup.
They certainly do to hopefully ensure themselves a spot in the playoffs. But, you know, this game is usually a high-scoring game, especially with Phillip Rivers at quarterback down there. So you got to take care of business, concentrate on this game. You know, it's been tough for the Raiders. They had Kansas City last week. They got San Diego on the road. And at the end of the year, after the Colts, they have Denver. And that's a pretty hard task in this AFC West division to have those three games out of four on the road against divisional opponents. But, you know, the Raiders have got to find a way to come up with a victory. San Diego's hurting. They don't have Mel Gordon. They don't have Keenan Allen from last year, their top receiver. Gates is hurting. He's not the player he used to be. So, you know, all in all, hopefully, you know, the advantage goes with the Raiders on this.
The last time Rivers had 359 yards, four touchdowns. Right. Do you think he's going to have similar numbers?
Well, he's certainly going to try. He's going to put up the ball a lot without Melvin Gordon, obviously. I think the only way they feel like can beat the Raiders is through the air. because, you know, I think they feel that the Raiders are going to put up some points as well. So, you know, as I said, you know, pressure Phillip Rivers, stop the running game and make him throw in situations where he doesn't want to.
Okay, it's time now for Plunkett's pick of the week. This is the key to a win for Silver and Black.
Well, hopefully, you know, and as I've said so many times already on this show, you know, put pressure on Phillip Rivers. He turned the ball over last week, three with interceptions, a couple of fumbles, you know, hurt himself tremendously against the Carolina Panthers. So, you know, the same kind of approach. Make him in long yardage situations and come after him.
Well, it should be a fun game for Raiders fans down south. That's going to do it for this edition of the Silver and Black Show. Make sure you tune in next week as the Raiders close it out at home in their final regular season home game on Christmas Eve against the Colts. For TJ Carey, Jack Del Rio, Chris Townsend, and Jim Plunkett, I'm Nicole Zalumis. Go Raiders!